Thank God for the opportunity to preach to you this morning on the 24th anniversary of New Life Bible Presbyterian Church.
感谢主给我这个机会能够在这里与大家在这34周年庆的时候来与大家分享神的话。
I would like to thank Pastor Gabriel and the session of New Life for inviting me to preach the Word of God on this special occasion.
我要在此感谢严牧师还有长执团在此邀请我在这里与大家来传讲神的话语。
And as I prayed and waited upon the Lord, the Lord has impressed upon my heart the words of Jesus in John chapter 4.
我也祷告了好久的时间，就是神在我的心中，感动给我有这个负担来传讲这个信息，取自约翰福音第四章。
And so my topic is, it is harvesting time.
所以我的题目是正是收割的时候。
And may the Lord help all new lifers to know God's will and to be obedient to His will.
也求主帮助我们新生命堂的会友能够来认识神的旨意并且来遵行。
Praise the Lord for His sustaining grace upon new life for the past 36 years.
我们也为这神的去在新生命堂的36年的时间感恩。
Did I make a mistake when I say it is 36 years instead of 34 years?
我讲36年而不是讲34年，我是否犯了一个错误呢？
The answer is no.
答案不是的。
And this is because before the inauguration of New Life in the year 1983, a small band of young people were already engaged in evangelism in Marsiling Estate, knocking on the doors and witnessing for Christ.
而在1983年的时候，新生命堂的一组的弟兄姐妹们到各户各家去敲门，马西岭的一区来为主做见证，邀请邻居来到新生命。
And the evangelistic band was called Bueller Fellowship, and most of the young people were from Life Bible Presbyterian Church.
当时的年轻人他们是从这个不荒的这个团契里面而出来的。
And they met regularly at the home of a brother, Jimmy Lim, at block 201 Marsiling Drive.
而他们常常在Jimmy Lim 弟兄的家聚会，在马西岭21巷。
And they met there for about 15 months before the completion of this building here.
他们在他的家中聚会大概有15个月的时间，在这建筑物还没完成前。
God opened the heart of brother Jimmy Lim and his mother. At the time, both of them, they were not believers as yet.
而他神感动 Jimmy Lim 还他母亲来开放他的家庭，但是他们还没有来认识主。
And they opened up their 4-room flat for the Bueller Fellowship to meet there andto do evangelistic work in this estate.
当时他们开放他们的家庭让团契来在当中来为主做见证。
Providentially, I met Jimmy at a wedding yesterday morning.
而我昨天早上也特别的遇到 Jimmy Lim 弟兄。
And he reminded me how the group was started, in that there were only about 20 of us, young people,And it grew to about 70 before we moved into this property here.
他跟我分享说，他们开始的时候才只有20人，但是他们在搬进这个大堂之前呢，也大概已经增加到70人。
At the time, Jimmy's mother wasn't a Christian.
那时 Jimmy 的母亲还不是基督徒。
And even when they moved out of Marsiling, she was still an unbeliever.
的母亲还没有搬出这个马西岭之前还不是基督徒。
Jimmy told me yesterday that the mother was baptized 4 years ago when she was 41 years of age. Jimmy told me that the mother, she was baptized 4 years ago.
Jimmy 弟兄告诉我他的母亲四年前受洗。
And she was 81 years old.
她是81岁。
And she was baptized at Zion Bishan Cantonese Service.
她是在西安杜兴圣地长老会的广东堂受洗。
God works in mysterious ways.
神很奇妙的来动工。
We may not see immediate results.
我们不会见到立即的成效。
But God will bless the work that we are doing.
但是神祝福我们所做的工。
The evangelistic band moved from block to block, knocking on doors, distributing gospel booklets and invitation flyers to invite the people in this estate to come to this church.
那福音组呢，小组呢，就向各户各家来敲门来做见证，来邀请他们来新生命堂。
That was 36 years ago.
那是在36年以前。
And I'm glad that some of our Bueller Fellowship members are here. For this anniversary celebration.
我们感谢主，就是当中还有一些在不荒团契的弟兄姐妹今天还在这里。
Now let's look at what Jesus said to his disciples and also to all of us in John 4:35.
我们也看主如何对他的门徒在约翰福音第4章35节那里说，
Say not ye that there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white ready to harvest.
第三十五节说，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗？ 我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Before the development of the HDB flats here in the Woodlands area,
在这个乌兰的竹区还没发展之前，
Marsiling was a rubber plantation.
马西岭曾经是一个橡胶种植园。
And it was owned by a pineapple king by the name Mr. Lim Nee Soon.
他是为这个当时称为黄梨大王的这个林义顺先生所拥有。
And he also owned many plantations in Yishun.
他也在义顺区拥有许多的种植园。
There were various kampongs. And the most notable ones are Kampong Lorong Fatima and Kampong Marsiling.
在那里有许多的乡村叫做甘榜，那里有著名的叫法蒂玛和马西岭的乡村。
You see, the word harvesting was a familiar word to the villagers here at Kampong Marsiling.
这个收割对于当时的村民住在马西岭来说是熟悉的字眼。
And besides rubber tapping, the kampung folks also planted pineapples, durians, rambutans, mangoes, bananas, and all kinds of tropical foods.
而除了这个种植橡胶，当时的村民也种植黄梨、榴莲、红毛丹跟芒果和香蕉。
And imagine the villagers at Kampung Marsiling, busy harvesting those tropical fruits and selling them in the markets.
想象看当时的村民他们在收割这些水果，并且在市场上售卖。
I still do see some of them selling at this Marsiling market just opposite the church.
Repeat.
I do see some hawkers, or rather some fruit sellers, selling their produce in market.
我也看到一些小贩他们在这个菜市场那里售卖他们的水果。
Our Lord Jesus also talks about harvesting here in chapter 4.
我们的主耶稣在这里讲到，四章讲到收割。
It is not harvesting of corns, durians, rambutans, or bananas.
他不是在讲到收玉米、榴莲或者红毛丹或者香蕉。
But it is the harvesting of souls, precious souls for God's kingdom.
他所讲的是收割，就是宝贵的灵魂为着神的国度。
Now interestingly, Jesus was concentrating on reaching out to the Samaritans.
很有意思的就是耶稣基督专注于向这个撒玛利亚人传福音。
Why? Why the Samaritans?
为何是撒玛利亚人呢？
You see, the Jews, they have no dealings at all with the Samaritans.
那时候犹太人他们并不喜欢和撒玛利亚人交往。
The Jews take pride that they were the chosen race.
而这个犹太人以他们是为拣选的族群而自尊。
And the Jews will do everything to avoid the Samaritans.
而这个犹太人他们尽其所能的避开撒玛利亚人。
The Samaritans were considered outcasts.
而撒玛利亚人被认为是被遗弃的。
And in the eyes of the Jews, they do not deserve to be saved.
在犹太人的眼中，他们不配被拯救。
And but did Jesus ignore the Samaritans?
耶稣是否忽略了撒玛利亚人？
The answer is no.
答案不是的。
We see how Jesus did not only declare God's love for all races in John 3:16.
耶稣基督不单彰宣扬了主的爱，在这个约翰福音三章十六节。
But he also demonstrated the Father's love by deliberately and intentionally reaching out to the Samaritan.
而他也彰显了父的慈爱，特意的专注的向这个撒玛利亚人传福音。
There was no coincidence that Jesus went to speak with this nameless Samaritan woman.
而耶稣与这个无名的撒玛利亚妇人讲话不是偶然的。
We were told that she believed in Jesus as the Messiah when Jesus revealed to her all her sins and about himself.
当耶稣基督彰显了他自己，并且揭露这个妇人的罪的时候呢，这个妇人就接受耶稣基督为弥赛亚。
Others despised her because.She was living a sinful lifestyle, but not Jesus.
而许多人在鄙视这个撒玛利亚妇人，但是耶稣并没有。
Read it here in the second part of chapter 4, how she went to tell others about Jesus.
我们也看到这个第四章的下半部，就是她如何告诉其他人关于耶稣。
What was the result?
结果如何呢？
Many Samaritans of the city believed in Jesus.Because of the testimony of this nameless Samaritan woman.
因着这无名的撒玛利亚妇人的见证，所以许多的撒玛利亚人在那城市中信靠耶稣。
And so we see how this nameless Samaritan woman went out to be a witness for Christ.
我们看见这无名的撒玛利亚妇人如何来为主做见证。
If God can use this unknown, despised Samaritan woman,My dear friends, my God can use us also to accomplish His will in the saving of souls.
假如神能够使用这个无名被鄙视的这个撒玛利亚人来为他做见证，神也可以同样的来使用我们来为他做见证。
And all she did was to testify what Jesus told her.
她所做的就是见证主如何告诉她。
It is so plain and simple.
就是很非常简单明了了。
And this is exactly what Jesus wants us to do.
这就是耶稣基督要我们所做的。
To be a witness.
来成为见证。
Witnessing to the outcasts.
来向那被遗弃的做见证。
Witnessing to those who are neglected and despised.
也向那些被遗忘的、被忽略的来做见证。
And so we see in this passage how Jesus explained to us his vision.
我们也看到这段经文，耶稣基督如何解释他的意象
，His compassion，
他的这个怜悯
，His mission，
他的使命
，and also his real passion in his heart，
就是他的爱。
It is interesting to see how Jesus taught his disciples great spiritual truths through everyday normal activity like eating and about harvesting of crops.
耶稣基督是如何教导门徒每一天日常的生活，包括讲话，包括吃饭，包括收割，来教导这个真理。
What can we learn about harvesting from this passage?
我们从这段经文如何认识到收割呢？
I've just three points for you to consider with me.
我们来思想这三个大点。
The harvest is always pleasurable.
而这个收割常常是欢乐的。
The harvest must be done promptly.
而这个收割也必须马上进行。
And the harvest is already prepared for us.
而这个收割已经为我们预备妥当。
First, we learn that from Jesus that the harvest is always pleasurable.
而耶稣基督所教导这个收割是欢乐的。
The disciples of Jesus went into town to buy food.
耶稣的门徒到城里去买食物。
And so when they came back, they urged Jesus to eat.
当忙回来，他们请耶稣来吃。
And so Jesus took the opportunity to teach them an important spiritual lesson.
而耶稣基督教导他们重要的属灵功课。
And he told them that he had food to eat that they did not know about.
耶稣基督告诉他们，他所吃的食物是他们所不知道的。
The disciples, they were wondering, who gave to Jesus food to eat?
那些门徒在想，到底是谁给耶稣吃呢？
And then Jesus explained, my food, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
而耶稣基督解释，他的食物就是遵行那差他来者的旨意，完成他的工。
And Jesus also said, for I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of the Father who sent me, that all that he gave me, I should lose nothing.
而耶稣基督讲，他从天而来，他所来到这世上不是来照自己的意思行，乃是那照那差他来者的旨意，并且呢，一个也不失落。Jesus
came to this earth to be our Redeemer and to be our Savior.
耶稣基督来成为我们，要成为我们的救主，成为我们的救赎主。And
he was very focused in what he was doing, in obeying the Lord's, the Father's command.
而他非常的专注来完成天父的命令。
Jesus says that the work of the Father gave him, he called his food.
而耶稣基督称他父所给他的工为他的食物。
Food satisfies and meets the physical need.
而食物满足这个身体这个需要。
We enjoy food, don't we?
我们难道不享受食物吗？
We're going to have anniversary lunch after the service.
我们过聚会完了就会享用午餐。
Now you see, Jesus is speaking here of satisfaction.
耶稣基督在这里讲到是满足。
Of fulfillment and provision that is far deeper than physical food that can provide.
他讲到的是完成了，并且是神的供应，是远超过这食物所能够供应的。Yes,
indeed, we do not need only physical food.
是的，我们不单是需要这个身体的食物。To
find satisfaction in the things of this world.
我们不是只是从这世上得到满足。But
find satisfaction in doing the will of God.
乃是从遵行神的旨意来找到满足。
Some of you might have already got the news that I am now a retired pastor.
你们当中可能知道我现在已经是退休的牧师。
Yes, although I am a retired pastor, I'm certainly not retiring from serving the Lord.
我是退休的牧师，但是我没有从神的事工里面退休。
After much prayer, the Lord is, I believe that the Lord is leading me to focus on reaching out to the elderly.
我的祷告许久，知道神给我这个负担来向长者传福音。
And I will share with you briefly what I'm doing, the SALT ministry, that is the Senior Adult Life Transforming Ministry.
我要与大家分享我要做的事工是乐灵改变生命的事工。
My brothers and sisters, after more than 30 years serving the Lord, I still find, praise the Lord, I still find pleasure in serving Him.
在过去30年的超过30年的服事主的当中，我仍然以此为喜悦。
I'm thankful to the Lord for the opportunity given to me to serve as a volunteer chaplain at Ling Kwang Home for Senior Citizens for the past 20 years.
我感谢主给我这个机会，在过去20年超过20年的时间，在灵光爱老院里面来担任这个义务的这个教牧。
And I was also able to focus ministry at Zion Bible Presbyterian Church amongst the senior adults.
我有这个机会感谢主，就是能够在这个西安行的杜兴圣经长老会的那个乐灵当中来服侍。
And I've learned a lot throughout the 20 years about the different needs of the elderly.
我也从这个感谢主，就是从这个乐灵的服侍的20多年的时间里面来学习了许多。
And I'm still learning about aging.
我还在学习当中关于这个老化。
And as a senior citizen myself, it is my pleasure to serve the Lord amongst the elderly folks.
我本身也是乐龄人士，也能够有这个喜悦，在这个乐龄人士当中来服事。
As a church, we need to reach out to young children.
教会应该来向这个儿童来传福音。
We need to reach out to the youth.
也要向年轻人传福音。
And to the young adults, so that the church, God's kingdom will continue to grow.
也要向青年人来传福音，使到神的国度继续的扩展。
However, I pray that the Lord will also speak to more Christians the need of reaching out to the elderly.
我的祷告也是使到更多的基督徒有这个负担来向老年人传福音。
And especially those who are neglected and despised.
就是那些被遗弃或者是鄙视的一群。
Not only did Jesus say that it was his food to enter into the work of harvest, he also taught us that the harvest must be done promptly.
耶稣基督不单是解释他的食物就是进入那收那和庄稼那里收割，他也教导这个收割呢必须马上进行。
Jesus did not hesitate to help the official from Capernaum when he pleaded with Jesus to heal the son, as recorded in this chapter in verse 41 to the end of that particular chapter 4.
而在这个约翰福音第四章的第四十一节到完的时候的记载，讲到那个百夫长的孩子的时候，耶稣基督没有延迟来医治他。
And this was the second sign Jesus performed.
而这就是耶稣基督的新的第二个神迹。
You see, Jesus kept himself busy ministering to the people, and he did it promptly.
而耶稣基督非常的忙碌来服侍人，而且他是马上的来服侍。
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not say there are still 4 months, or rather, do you not say that there are still 4 months and then come harvest?"
你们不是说还有四月就来收割的吗？
And this is, saying simply points to the fact that there is this an interval of time between the sowing of seed and the reaping of fruit in the harvest.
而这里告诉我们有一段间隔的时间，就是撒种和收割之间。
And that means we must wait until harvest time to come to do the work.
这告诉我们说，我们必须要等着收割的时候来收割。
But Jesus, however, says, "Behold, I say to you." Lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest.
耶稣说，我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
To say white for harvest was a figure of speech to describe the fields that were filled with ripened grain.
可以收割的意思就是说，这个麦子已经成熟了，可以收割了。
Jesus was calling his disciples to look at the real situation as the Samaritans were coming down.
耶稣基督在说，你要看见那个真正的情况，因为撒玛利亚人已经下来。
Yes, indeed, he was calling his disciples to reach out also to the Samaritans.
他在呼召门徒来向撒玛利亚人传福音。
Lift up your eyes and look.
举目向田观看。
My dear friends, what is the real situation in Singapore?
我亲爱的朋友，现在新加坡的真正需要是什么呢？
Have you heard of the term silver tsunami?
你是否听过这个银色海啸的这个名词？
According to statistics, by the year 2030, one in five will be over 60 years of age.
根据这个新加坡的调查数据，在这个2030年的时候，每五个人有一个人会超过六十岁。
Singapore is just second behind Japan, where there are more and more elderly folks.
在这个人口老化的问题，新加坡是仅次于日本。
So what is the reality?
这个真实的情况是什么样呢？
We have more and more seniors, as it were, more time in their hands.And more time to consider about life.
就告诉我们，有许多的人正在退休，有许多人有更多的时间，有许多的人会在考虑他们的生命。
But sadly, we hear of many seniors suffering from depression because of illness or loneliness.
但是很难过的就是听到许多的乐龄人士他们在受到这个病痛或者是孤单的这个折磨。
Many seniors are feeling a sense of hopelessness and the loss of identity.
而他们有感到非常的无望无助没有这个认知。
And a number of them reacted negatively.
而他们非常的消极的来对待人生。
And we also hear of many seniors.Indulging in sinful habits detrimental to their health, to the family, and also to the society.
有一些老年人，他们沉溺他们这个不坏的这个习惯当中，使到他们的健康，还有他们家庭，还有社会受到损害。
Our need, our urgent need, is to reach out to them.
我们很急切的需要来向他们传福音。
Only Jesus can give them peace, and only Jesus can transform their lives.
只有耶稣才能够给他们平安，只有耶稣才能够改变他们的生命。
And only Jesus can give them purpose and meaning in life.
只有耶稣才能够给他们生命的这个目标和目的。
About 3 months ago,
大概在三月之前
when Pastor Lim Chi Boon asked me to consider giving him a helping hand.During home for senior citizens.
当林启文牧师问我来在这个聚英爱尔宴来帮他的时候
I realized the Lord is giving me a double confirmation of my call to reach out to the elderly folks.
我看到神给我加倍的这个确定就是来向老年人传福音。
And I'm thankful that a small group of volunteers from various churches are joining me in the ministry at during home.
我感谢主，这些有一小组不同的教会的弟兄姐妹在那里一起和我来在那里服事。
There are more than 500 residents at Juing Home.
在这个居林爱老院里面有大约500位人士在那里。
And there's a great need in this home.
在这个居爱老院有极大的需要。
Just as there are also great needs in other nursing homes.
正如其他的爱老院一样，也有许多的需要。
In that we do not only reach out to the residents, but we are also reaching out to the foreign workers working in the home.
我们不单是向那里的老人来传福音，也向那里在那里的工作人员来传福音。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，The silver tsunami is not just coming. I believe it's already here.
我相信那个银色海啸不是要来临，而是现在已经到来。
What are we going to do about it?
我们要当如何行
？Jesus says it is harvesting time.
耶稣说正是收割的时候。
Lift up your eyes.
举目向前观看。
See for yourself.
你自己来看。
Jesus has a vision, and he wanted his disciples to see.
耶稣有这个意象，也要门徒来看到。
Can you see?
我们看到吗?
Jesus has a vision.
耶稣有这个意象。
He has a mission to accomplish.
他也有这个使命要完成。
And he has a passion to fulfill the great commission.
他有极大的爱来完成这个大使命。
And he was filled with compassion for the lost and at the time, chapter 4, especially the Samaritans.
而他在那时候有对这个撒玛利亚人有很大的这个怜悯。
Jesus wanted his disciples to catch the vision.
耶稣要他的门徒来抓住这个意象。
Helen Keller, an American educator who overcame the adversity of being blind and deaf, said these words.
这个海伦·卡勒曾是这个美国的这个教育者，而他也胜过了这个瞎眼和聋的这个困难。
The only thing worse than being blind.Is having sight and have no vision.
他说比眼瞎更糟糕的事情就是眼睛看得到，但是却没有意象。
The Bible tells us in Proverbs 29 verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish.
箴言书第二十九章在十八节那里说，人无意象，民就放肆。
May God grant us the vision.
愿主赐给我们这个意象。
Vision to reach out to the lost.
意象来传福音。
Yes, I hope to see more Christian volunteers working amongst senior adults.
我很希望能够看到更多弟兄姐妹义工来义务的来帮助这个老年人。
To volunteer themselves to serve at elderly homes, daycare centers, HDB elderly recreational recreation areas.
我很希望弟兄姐妹能够来向这个乐龄人士，在这个爱老院或者是托老中心，或者是这个建屋局的这些乐龄的这娱乐这个地区来服事。
But I must tell you the sad situation.
我要告诉你一个很难过的光景。
Other religious groups are actively serving amongst the elderly.
其他的非基督徒他们在当中更很热心的来服事。
But not many Christian volunteers are coming forward to serve the elderly.
不是很多的基督徒在当中来服事年老人。
There are many lonely seniors waiting for us to go and to share with them the gospel.
有许多孤独孤单的这个老人在等着我们向他们传福音。
The harvest is already prepared for us, and that is what Jesus said to us.
耶稣告诉我们，这个收割已经为我们预备好了。
Jesus says, "I send you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors."
我差耶稣说，我差你们去收你们所没有的劳苦，别人的劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
And you and I can confidently go about the work of the harvest.
你和我都可以很有信心的来去收割
，knowing that this it is the work that God has great interest in.
知道这个工作是神有很大的这个负担。
And this is because the Holy Spirit is already at work.
因为圣灵已经在其中动工
，and therefore our work, the gospel work, will never be in vain.
所以我们的工就是这传福音的工不会突然的。
But more importantly is to wait upon God to speak to us and be willing to do His will.
但是更重要的是等候神来对我们说话，来成就他的旨意。
Very briefly, the sort ministry that I am going to start.Has got four essential components.
而这个爱老的施工，我要开将要开始的有到四方面的这个层面。
Salt, S A L T,
就是这个简写的这个S A L T.
S stand for spiritual gerontological counseling.
S 在英文里面是称为这个属灵的老人学。
It is basically about counseling elderly folks with the view of leading them.To the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
就是来辅导这些老人，让他们能够认识耶稣基督。
And it is also about counseling elderly Christians who have lost a sense of purpose in life, and we need to help them to continue to grow spiritually, to be fruitful and to be productive.
而也帮助这些基督徒的老人，当他们失去这个生活的这个意义的时候，让他们重拾在属灵上面的这个认知和结果值。
And A stand for active aging activities.
另外一方面就是活跃的这个老人活动。
It is about helping seniors like myself to stay physically active and mentally active through different kinds of activities.
就是帮助这个乐龄，包括我自己，来向这些其他乐龄人士来积极的活动来参与服事。
Again, it is with the view that through all these activities, the unbelievers might come to believe and trust in Jesus.
就是借着这些活动，使到非信徒他们能够来认识耶稣。
And L stand for life transforming resources.
然后另外一方面就是改变生命的这个资源。
And I'm trusting in the Lord to help.The sort ministry to produce spiritual resources, printed resources, audio, visual resources, and media resources, to bring more elderly to know about Jesus Christ.
我相信信靠主能够借着这样爱老的施工来有各种各方面的提供这份。这些资源包括的印刷的资源呢，这个音响，这个听 道的资源，或者是看的这个电视像的这资源，或者是大众传媒的资源，使这些老年人他们能够在属灵方面来成长，来认识福音。
And so T stands for training of volunteers. We need to be trained, to be equipped, to go out, to reach out to the elderly.
然后我们也需要来训练更多的人来向这个老年人传福音。
So my dear friends, as we celebrate the 34th anniversary of New Life Bible Presbyterian Church,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们庆祝这个34周年新生命堂成立，
Let us unite our hearts together to go into all the world to preach the gospel.
让我们来同心来向人传福音。
Reaching outTo the young children, to the young people, young adults, and also the senior adults.
也向这个孩童、少年、青年、成年、老年来传福音。
And may the Lord found us to be faithful in obeying His calling.
愿主看我们为忠心来遵守他的命令。
And may we continue to prosper in the work of the gospel.
愿我们能够在主的事工上得到亨通。
May God bless all of us.
愿神祝福我们每一位。
Amen.
Amen.